You talk about Florio first, or
Well, so
or
Mike,
the actual situation.
So, well, Mike Florio, who you know for years been trying to get Andy Reid to retire, basically, and he's been wrong for multiple years. And Andy, of course, signed an extension, all that. Over at Pro Football Talk, there was a new article today, and it was talking about the Rice situation. And just to sum it up, he was alluding to the open-endedness right now of what the injury is.
Yes.
And he was speculating, although he claims he's heard from sources. Who knows?
Okay. He also said he heard from sources Andy Reid was considering retiring.
I know.
And Andy
has
directly said from his own voice multiple times that's not a thing. So
he was insinuating that the Chiefs are intentionally leaving it open-ended so that they can try to get with his legal team and speed up the legal process, therefore get things resolved, and that if they rule him out for the year publicly, that the NFL would almost with certainty not suspend him. But if they make it seem like he could come back, then they would suspend him. That's not my words. I'm telling you, that's the report.
God, I can't. I'm
that's
so tired.
That's the report from Mike.
I'm tired.
From Mike Florio. Okay.
We might have to ban him from being talked about. This might have to be a Justin Ross situation. We might have to owe a dollar to a jar every time we bring up a report from him. Because I don't know, like, he might have the worst chief sources of all time. I mean, I just, like, who is he getting this from? Is the guy, like, making mercury clocks in his basement slowly going insane? Is his guy suffering from Mad Hatter's disease? What's happening with the people he's talking to that the current deep state conspiracy is Rashee Rice, even though he doesn't even have a court date on file, is going to miraculously, in a five-minute window, he's going to find a way to settle his legal case. Then he's going to convince the NFL that he's going to come back so that the NFL will suspend him middle of the season, even though they don't do that very often either. Anyway, just so he can be back for the beginning of the next year? Oh, right. My God. It's just so exhausting. There's just no way it's true. There's just no way that's what they're trying to do.
No. I'll tell you, though, in a weird way, I wish it was true, only just because then...
Well, yeah. Honest to God, I kind of wish that is how it would go down. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, from the result I like, but I'm not buying any of that speculation from Mike Florio. I think we know that Rice is getting his knee scoped next week in Dallas, and that will provide some more clarity. I also think it's wrong on the other side to assume that suddenly this is like great news, though, that, oh, he's not going to be gone for much, if not all, of the season. Like, I still think that is 100% in play. It's not normal for it to take this long and for it to not be anything. So I just because he was walking in the locker room yesterday with a brace on doesn't mean that it's not a serious knee injury. That's not a sure thing either. So
no.
They have to proceed without him, which is why I want to talk about some individuals who were slated to be the sixth receiver, fifth receceur, Sky Moore, McCole Hardman.
Yeah, they do matter.
I almost feel weird even asking the question. Is there any reason why
this time will be different?
Yeah. That you would somehow buy into the fact that either of those guys are going to contribute? Because I don't think those are the names. I think it's Justin Watson. I think it's Juju Smith-Schuster. And then random player that they trade for, whoever
that might
be.
It might be Jared Wiley before we get to those
names. Gray.
Noah Gray will have probably a bigger part of the offense. I'm off of those two. I'm off of Sky more specifically. But McCole, they brought him back. They used him in a couple of spots. He had the game-winning touchdown. But it's not like they're all head over heels. McCole Hardman didn't play a single snap week one, okay? He didn't play a wide receiver snap. Sky Moore barely played a wide receiver snap. Those guys weren't on the field to go. Justin Watson was on the field. Juju Smith-Schuster was on the field. Those guys were already playing some snaps for this team. So if you're going to make me guess who has to step up in the absence, because I still think Xavier Worthy stands alone as his own man having to do his own things, and I'm looking for the wide receiver who will stand in for Rashee Rice, and I don't think that that's Xavier Worthy. I think the answer is probably Juju Smith-Schuster. If you're going to make me guess right now, who is the wide receiver they will rely on the most? We clean slated it, Golden. I said, give me the yardage totals from the wide receiver unit and who has the most to the least. I think number one is Xavier Worthy because I think he plays his own role. Number two is Juju Smith-Schuster, and number three is Justin Watson, with Sky Moore and McCole Hardman picking up four and five.
I think it actually might – I agree with you, except I would flip Juju and Justin Watson.
Okay, you think it might be Watson more than Juju.
I think Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be a key third down guy. It's third and seven. Kelsey's not available, if you will, on that play. And so Juju right at the sticks. You're not getting any yards after the catch. That's why I can't put Juju to. There's no yards after the catch at this point in his career coming, in my opinion. So whereas Justin Watson, there could be. Oh, and he's more of a deep threat. There's got to be somebody else. As Danon Hughes joined us yesterday, he said, it can't just be Worthy to stretch the field. Now, maybe you think that's Mecole Hardman, perhaps. But I think Justin Watson, remember, he did that. A year ago.
He still can't do that. He's good at 20 plus yards.
So I would, if we're just going yardage totals only, which is not the whole story, but if we're just going off of that.
It's an easy way to rank.
No, I hear you. I'm with you. Worthy would be one, Watson two, Juju three, Hardman four, and then, you know, Sky Moore, or, you know, until we know who they trade for, if they trade for somebody.
Yeah, I mean, we're close, but I still think Mecole and Sky Moore don't matter to this offense. I'd still be stunned if the rest of the way either of them had 300 yards receiving, 250 yards receiving. I mean, they've barely had that. Like, Mecole had that in his early part of his career, but they don't use him the same way they did when he was here in Kansas City before he went to New York and then eventually came back. Now, you'd think it still should be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Productive Mecole Hardman should be in there somewhere. So I don't think that they'll not use him. And maybe now, because Xavier Worthy is even more important to this offense, maybe those end arounds start going back to Mecole Hardman so that you can have Xavier Worthy doing other things, doing other important things, and you save that bullet in the chamber until it actually matters, you know? And so it's a fascinating thing because the truth is, and I saw the most recent report, Albert Breer this morning said they wanted to talk about it in postgame last night on Amazon but didn't, that they're going to scope Rashee Rice's knee.
Yes.
They want to see what his PCL and his MC or his PCL and his ACL look like. They're worried about both, but that they don't have the firm answer yet. But the truth is, if they're telling you they're worried about both, that means they still think there's a pretty good chance both, one, either are torn. Now, if it turns out it's just the PCL and not the ACL, he can come back this year late in the season, most likely. But if it's anything outside of that, well, then the guys we just talked about are the guys they're going to rely on anyway. The other truth is you and I both know that it means a healthier dose of Travis Kelce and a healthier dose of Noah Gray. And now Kareem Hunt was a limited participant in practice
yesterday.
Yeah,
that's one to watch. That's one
to watch. I guess Carson Seal might get another crack. They're just kind of in no man's land offensively. They don't know what they are, and they're not going to know what they are for a month.
Yeah, it's not a great spot for the offense, but I think if we didn't experience last year, then I would be way more concerned.
Sure.
The same way we were very concerned last year. We saw this play out. I just kind of view it as it's going to be much like a year ago where we're going to be really frustrated at times throughout a football game about the offense not moving the ball. But this defense, let's not forget, this defense, just like a year ago, is one of the top five defenses in football. Steve Spagnuolo has this defense playing at an extremely high level. They're going to have to carry the team again. And then your hope is by the time you get to late in the year or the postseason again, that all of a sudden that comes back around. But this defense right now is playing at such a level where you can win games clearly. They're undefeated for a reason because the reason is this defense.
The other part about the way the offense works is, and I think that, again, last year gives me this confidence, is even if it is a slog, even if it looks and feels identical to 2023 and that's how it feels again, in the postseason, I think you should probably come to accept that whatever they are offensively, whatever Patrick Mahomes is, they're 15% better. He was great in the postseason last year. Wide receivers didn't change gold. Offensive line didn't change. Play callers didn't change. Everything was exactly the same. What was different? Patrick Mahomes was better. Way better. And so, yeah, I mean, that's some portion of the math here, is that I know if they can just keep writing this out. And the other thing is, like, if they keep scraping out wins, at some point they're going to give themselves a real cushion. Like, the Bills and the Ravens play, you know, like, these teams, like, are starting to play, like, or sorry, Cincy and the Ravens play each other again this weekend. The Bills take on the Texans. Those are two teams who'd be fighting for the one seed with you. You might actually start getting some separation if you find a way to win hideous games over the next few weeks. Just scratch out, scratch and survive. Play some gross ones, right? But win?
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. Yeah. I mean, that's why when we talk on the betting end, you know, and on Monday we'll do our game predictions and everything and all that, it's tough to factor in, you know, covering 6-point spread. Last week covered, last week, depending on the number you got, they won by 7, right? So they were down 10-0. That was against a bad Chargers team injury-wise. This is a step up on Monday. The only injury I've seen from the Saints really is Taysom Hill, who, make all the jokes you want, he is a weapon for them.
Oh, they use him. You know, they're actually better using him now than they were under Sean Payton.
He's a weapon in the red zone.
Broken ribs, right?
So he's not playing.
I don't think so.
I don't know how are you playing football.
Flat jacket. We've seen people do it before.
At a tight end?
Man, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
Taysom Hill definitely seems like just Well, if you put football player in the dictionary, it's kind of Taysom Hill right now, isn't it? He's just the ultimate, that's a football guy.